This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Bart, let's not waste any time today. Let's get right to it with Straight Talk.
Cut the damn music.
Straight Talk Wireless. That's right. Because I'll tell you what, Deshaun Watson is a story that hangs over the Super Bowl, doesn't it? It's a story that it just is not going away. It's not going to go away even after the Super Bowl. I expect this to linger for a bit, as he hasn't said anything. But it's amazing how many other people have something to say about this. The latest, well, let's first, we heard yesterday from Brett Favre. And Brett Favre told Yahoo Sports, "I'm kind of old school. You get paid a ton of money to do a certain job, and just do it, and let the chips fall where they may." He said, "I think we make too much money to voice an opinion." But I'm not saying he's wrong. Again, I think it's a different day and time.
Okay, Paul.
That's Brett Favre. Yeah. You want to tackle that one first?
I want to go peace. Let me mute, because I'm so jacked about my dude. I want to take these dudes on piece by piece. Let me first of all explain to our listeners what Super Bowl week represents. For the most part, Super Bowl week represents the old has-beens coming out of their cave, out of hibernation, to sell something to put some cheese on their taco. So I'll start there. That's why you hear during Super Bowl week, all these dudes going down Radio Row. If we were in Tampa, they would be going down selling Old Spice, selling Axe, selling Bengay, selling Rogaine, selling everything they can sell to put some money on it. Half of them don't even pay attention to the damn game anymore or can't even tell you the nuance of who's playing, what players they have. So when you interview them, it's a waste of damn time, but it's cool because they have a name. So Brett Favre wants to come out, and he wants to talk about Deshaun Watson and being old school. So let's attack old school, because I can remember him crying like a little bitty, bitty baby when they drafted Aaron Rodgers. But then on the flip side, hot tub time machine, all of a sudden now he understands, you know, what situation Aaron Rodgers is in and understands that the organization has to move on. But when it was his ass with a young, hot gunslinger behind him, he had an issue with it. So let's attack that then there. Then he's going to say that he's old school. He cried like a baby. He went to New York, got out of there. Is being old school sending pictures of your winky? Because he did that too, sent a picture of his
that
winky.
Happened.
So let's not act like he wasn't a guy that was a model citizen, that wasn't addicted to painkillers and all his color passed. All Deshaun Watson asked for is an opportunity to be with an organization that is competent. He was in an organization that had opportunity to win. We talk all the time about wasting somebody's talent, and he's a young, talented player. And he's saying, listen, guess what? I don't want to have to shut up and just do my damn job, because guess what? I make money for you too. Let's go to this other old fart that has something to say, because that's the one that is a habitual line stepper, and that's the one I got the biggest damn problem with.
All right, so then very next thing is this morning on KJZ, Dick Vermeil, Super Bowl champion coach, now dabbling in the wine business, and
then he coached Moses. But anyway, let's go. I digress.
Vinny Papale, sort of. But he said this on KJZ that, you know, if you want control of your team, there's only one thing you need to do.
I think we all, from time to time, in communication with people, especially in the intense world of National Football League, say something that you can't back up somewhere down the road because everything changes. More often than not, when you don't expect to find yourself, especially when you know a person, in a confrontational position after you make a statement. So none of us are perfect, Kishon. You know that. I'm certainly not. And I've said a lot of things over my career I wish I hadn't said. I don't think I've deliberately broken an agreement or a promise with somebody through communication or poor communication, but I just I still think, of course, I'm a coach, or was a coach. I think if you want to make all the decisions as an owner, then buy your own team.
Oh. Strongest part came there at the end. But that was not the only thing he said. That was on KJZ.
Okay. But this, he was just getting warmed up.
When TMZ caught up with him, and they asked him if, you know, if he thinks that maybe that Deshaun Watson's being a bit of a baby for having these issues with the Texans, Vermeil is quoted as saying this: I think they change his diapers, okay? Hmm. Nowhere in his contract does it say that he's involved in making the decisions of who coaches or who leads the organization. And then he said he's a great NFL football player and always has been a great kid. But I think he just shuts his mouth and becomes a better football player and lead the football team and let the leaders of the organization lead him.
Oh, so, you know, one thing I was always taught by my parents is to challenge authority. And when not to challenge authority to be a jerk and just say whatever you say is wrong, but when I recognize that you have a organization and leadership that is incompetent, then it's up to me to take control of my own narrative and make sure that I control my own destiny. So, first of all, let me address the old man. Old man, we going to sit and stand all on your lawn. Guess what? Because it ain't nothing you can do about it because this ain't yesterday. So, first of all, for that old shut up and just play and you want us to sit up in the locker room and sing old Negro spirituals, the world don't work like that no more. So, listen, I'm the CEO. I'm the one who speaks on behalf of this organization. I'm the one that has a mic in my face every single day. And I'm the one that has a permanent record, not the ownership. Ownership don't have a record. They don't have those wins and losses that goes on that's right under your name when you Google them, how many wins and how many losses, what you did. So, of course, I want to take control of the narrative. I want to have some type of say on who I think I can be successful with. And you don't, if you don't think that I'm smart enough or I don't have football acumen or I'm not intelligent enough to understand what I need to be successful, if I can't have any input, then I shouldn't be here at this organization anyway. And secondly, if you're going to tell me that I have some power to help, you know, have some say in the decision, then honor your word and be a man. But for all these old people coming out trying to say shut up and play, listen, and calling him a baby, to me that's a personal shot. If I had to guess, I don't know. I don't know Deshaun. I don't know what his situation is. But if I had to guess and pick between which one of the two was probably wearing brief Depends, I would probably say it was damn Dick Vermeil that's probably got a little whoopsies up in his potty pants. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Dick Vermeil comes off as a guy that's ill-informed about where it goes because he's a head coach. I'm sure as a head coach, he didn't say when the general manager said, hey, this is who I'm drafting. I'm sure he was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I don't need that type of player for my system. This is the type of player I need. So Dick Vermeil is more equipped to know what he needs to be successful to coach, but Deshaun Watson doesn't know what he needs to be successful to be a player in this league. So that's two. Three, this is where the hypocrisy of this whole situation comes to me, Alan, because Deshaun Watson seemingly, because he hasn't said a word, but seemingly has asked for a trade. He wants a fresh start, and he wants to go somewhere else and try and write the narrative and build his legacy about what his career is all about. Nobody, you know, everybody's attacking him. Everybody has an opinion. Meanwhile, across town, we have a white quarterback in Matthew Stafford that said, you know what? I don't want to be in Detroit no more. He's still under contract. He's been there for a while. The team has given him an extension, paid him near the top of the market his entire career. And he says,
changes,
you know what?
And they made changes in the organization just like the Texans did.
And he said, you know what? I think I'm done here. I want a fresh start. And he said, I would like to be traded. Not only did they grant that request, they granted that request in record time. And I don't hear any of these white analysts, coaches coming out, and nobody has slung an arrow towards Matthew Stafford about leaving. They granted his request, and nobody has said anything. So when you want to criticize Deshaun Watson, remember that you said nothing about Matthew Stafford, who was in a similar situation. This ain't apple and oranges. These are apples to apples, what we're comparing. The only difference is one of the apples is white and the other apple is black.
It's pretty much the same thing. And Aaron Rodgers also, for a bit there, talked about the beautiful mystery of his future and suggesting that maybe it was time for him to move on. And once again, all we debated was, where's he going to go?
Right.
So it's to me, it is very interesting that this take is about Deshaun Watson and the Texans. Now, is it because the Lions acquiesced with Stafford and said, sure, yeah, we'll do it, and the Texans are saying, no, we have no intentions of trading you? Is that the reason why there is pushback from some people that feel like, well, Deshaun, they don't want to trade you, so you have to shut up and play?
I'm sure the Lions didn't want to trade Matthew Stafford. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the game, and you have a better chance in winning and being successful with Matthew Stafford than you do with Jared Goff. They got worse to get rid to grant his request. They didn't get better. They didn't trade Matthew Stafford and bring in Aaron Rodgers. They brought in a dude that another organization didn't believe in and said, you know what, take our bad player, and we'll take your good player.
I've got a problem with what Vermeil said, though, at the end of that quote from – what he said to KJZ, it was only at the end of that where it's like, you know, if you don't like it, well, buy your own team. Like, it's, you know, of course – like, that something like that is just – it's trivial. It's silly. Like, that's inane. Like, to make a comment like that is useless.
Vermeil never –
It's a passing, basically backhand comment. You just slapping somebody with something like that.
Boy, shut your mouth.
Well – It's the other – the quote, though, that really does make you cringe, of course. And this is the generational gap we've been talking about. Is when he says to TMZ, I think he just shuts his mouth and becomes a better football player and lead the football team and let the leaders of the organization lead him. I mean, this is – that's the kind of thing that you get. Like, that, like Bart, if I could for a minute, I'm going to be Buck Watt. And I'm the host of the Good Old Days podcast.
So your name is Buck White Cooter.
Buck White. Buck White Cooter. And I'm the host of the Good Old Days podcast. And what I feel like is you people. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, players like his background need to understand that when you're in the contract, we allow you to play this beautiful game. And you should just play it for us and shut your mouth. What's wrong with that? We gave you that money, didn't we?
Put nice shoes on you. Helped you buy a car, helped you buy a house. Like, come on. Listen, like the old comedian said.
This is a change that's happening in sports. It's not just the NFL. It's been going on in the NBA for at least 10 years now since LeBron was the first to really take control. And Kobe did it at times, too, with the Lakers. He held them up for ransom at times, saying, I'm going to leave here. I don't like what's going on here. After Shaq left, they were bad. And Kobe started putting pressure on the Lakers to get something done. And they finally were able to with Pau Gasol, thanks to the league, of course. But still, they were able to get that done. And that there are different things that you have to watch with some athletes that have that control. You know who didn't? Michael Jordan. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and he got stuck.
Michael Jordan never had that control in Chicago. Every year it was like, no, Michael, this is coming to an end. We are ending this now. And Jordan was helpless to it, to the fact where he had to retire. All right, I'm walking away from the game then.
Yep.
So that's Barry what
Sanders,
we're looking
Barry
at.
Sanders did the same thing. Like, you know what? Y'all won't trade me. Y'all won't do what I need. You bring in Bobby Ross, put a fullback in front of me. Y'all won't take my opinion. I'm one of the best running backs to ever do it. He retired at the height of his career. Like, you know what? I'm out. So you do have power because at the end of the day, you're the one out there taking hits. Dick Vermeil ain't taking no hits. He quit because he was stressed out. Are you kidding me? He wanted to call this.
In his 40s. He was in his 40s and he walked away.
And he wanted to call Deshaun Watson up a quitter. Right. So who quit? He needed a reset and quit. He was allowed to quit. When he came back, Philadelphia, they said, oh, we own your rights. Come on back. If you're going to coach for anybody, you're going to coach for us. No, they let him go out and do what he wanted to do. Urban Meyer, same thing. So, like, if I feel like, listen, this ain't the place that makes me happy. I don't want to be here. You guys should find a place for me to go and get proper compensation.
All right. And
that's
and
just how it goes.
And the response is, well, you signed that contract. You shouldn't have signed that contract. You weren't happy. Well, I signed the contract because you offered it to me, and of course, I'm taking that contract.
Yeah.
But I signed that contract. See, you know, that's an agreement. By the way, a contract is not a one-way deal.
Exactly.
It is an agreement. And the agreement is you're going to invest in me, and I'm investing my time in you. But this is a two-way street. Like, if things don't go right here, I know I have this contract. I can't get out of it unless I want to walk away from it, which I'm not going to do. But what? Like, where is
That's
it where the team has to then say, I'm going to build a team around you, and we're going to
do it
the
right way? You can't
be
negligent around me. You can't be negligent around me. That's why I love what Giancarlo Stanton did and put in his contract. Like, okay, I'll take your money. Okay, but listen, if I think that you guys aren't trying to win, you guys are just holding me hostage, and you guys just care about – you know, selling tickets because people love me and because I'm one of the best players in the game, but you guys aren't actually trying to win a title, which is what I'm interested in, and, you know, then I'm out. And you look at Deshaun Watson. He made sure that he put a no-trade clause in his contract so they couldn't dump him when they felt fit to dump him. So what's wrong with him saying, you know what, I'm breaking up with you. I'm not allowing you to break up with me. So what's the difference? You know, and he's a young player, and this organization has been negligent. They got rid of the best player on their team, one of the best players on their team, right? I want to see where all the outrage is going to be when J.J. Watt says, you know what? I'm in the last year of my contract. I want to win. It's time for me to go. Oh, thank you, J.J. You have been Houston, what you did for the Hurricane. Everybody's going to applaud him. They're going to put out the red carpet. He's going to have a parade on his way out. But when the black player wants to go because he feels like, hey, I can't win here, and because my legacy has been stained because I can't have the opportunity to have a good enough team to be like Patrick Mahomes. I'm just as talented as him. But then now I have a guy in Bill O'Brien that has no draft capital. We have no room on our salary cap. And now you're bringing in a dude that I asked that we got somebody else. And then you didn't even interview the coach that I wanted to interview. I'm out.
I'll put a bow on it with this. It's quite simple. It's just like a marriage. If somebody's not happy, well, it's a binding contract. We're married. You can't go anywhere. I mean, like you, if you're the Texans and he's not happy with the direction of the team, with trading away one of his most important weapons, he still plays great for you, and there's nothing you're doing to satisfy him or make him or just make him feel like, I want to be here anymore. A point as a franchise where you just say, well, what do I want to have? A guy who's miserable here? I'll make it up to you. We'll make you happy. Will you? Is that what we're going to do? So we're just going to force you to stay here? It doesn't work that way. He's unhappy. He's not even talking to you. They've got to move on from there. The criticism of him, not surprising, especially from the older generation. They don't like the idea of player empowerment. They never had that back then. So, but I understand.
No,
they don't
black
like that.
Black player empowerment. Because Matthew Stafford just pressed his power and leaned on the Lions, and he got out in record time. He said, I want to be out, and it took 2 weeks.
Well, speaking of Matthew Stafford, because I have to bring this part up. So, you remember one of the teams he didn't want to go to?
It was only one.
Yeah, that would be the New England Patriots, where his head coach is now back with them, Matt Patricia.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Teddy Bruschi was on 97, won the ticket in your hometown of Detroit. Mm. And he was asked about Stafford saying he didn't want to play in New England. And Teddy Bruschi said this, quote, he's not tough enough to play here. He's just not tough enough. I don't think he's tough enough to be coached hard. Do you realize the mental toughness that Tom Brady had to have for 20 years to deal with Bill Belichick and that type of coaching? I mean, constant pressure every single day. Does Stafford sort of grab you as a guy who could handle that? I just don't think so. He went to Sean McVay and his little best friend relationship and go have fun over there. That's fine. End quote. First of all, before you comment, I'm going to say this. Teddy Bruschi made it sound miserable to play in New England, by the way.
Right.
Pressure every day. Wow, you make that sound really fun.
Oh, yeah.
So what are your thoughts on Bruschi coming out like that, going after Matthew Stafford about not wanting to play in New England?
Listen, Bruschi's a teammate, ESPN. He's also a fellow backer. This is called backer-on-backer crime when I'm going at Teddy Bruschi.
Right.
Teddy Bruschi, what the hell are you talking about? I said I'll go to 31 other teams. That means Jacksonville. That means all the places that people run from, which Detroit is one I'm leaving, is one. Secondly, am I afraid to be coach hard? What do you think Matt Patricia was doing? He's from the tree. Ain't that all what the little minions do? They try and be Bill Belichick in their little pop-up cities, and they figure out that they're not Bill Belichick because they don't have Tom Brady and because they can't win and they don't have Super Bowls, and the Super Bowls that they have on their ring is compliment of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Doesn't mean that they knew what the hell they were talking about. So what are you talking about? He sounds like a dude that's like when a chick comes up to you and you don't want to talk to her and you figure out that her breath stinks and you're saying, hey, man, I just don't – it's just something about you I don't really like. It's something – why the hell would I want to go back to Matt Patricia when he ruined it, you know, 3 years of my damn career and say I want to go play in New England? Like, you know how hard it is to play in Detroit? You know how hard it is to play for an incompetent organization? You know what it feels like to play for a bad general manager? Oh, wait, maybe that's the reason why he didn't want to go to New England, because he's been around bad general managers his entire career, and he understands what it looks like when a guy decides to draft N'Keal Harry or decides to bring in Philip Dorsett, and you got to make chicken salad out of chicken you know what.
Mm-hmm.
So how about that, Bruschi? Like, listen, all these dudes coming out and saying, hey, and want to protect Bill Belichick, I understand that that's cool. But listen – Everybody has known that playing in New England ain't the place to be, and now that Tom Brady isn't there, people aren't going to want to flock to New England. Nobody wants to live in that city. Nobody wants to play for that coach. Nobody wants to be yelled at and talked to and demeaned and talked down to. These are grown men who have opinions, and if you know, and if you want to deal with that, then go get some robots. Go get some guys that's willing to take that. But I'm not about to be yelled at. That's why Greg Popovich lost Kawhi Leonard, because you can't come with this old school. This is a new athlete. Either you adjust, evolve, or you die, right? That's what it is. You know, you either evolve as a communicator, as a coach. If you can't keep up with evolution, man, then you're going to die like the dinosaurs. And right now, Bill Belichick is a T-Rex. Well, not even a T-Rex. He's a Triceratops, because he ain't eating no meat, because he ain't got no killer in him, because his biggest canine, his biggest tooth was Tom Brady. That was the one that was slicing all the meat. Now he got all those round teeth, those triceratops. He's eating plants. You better go on your vegan diet.
I'm going to say this. I think it was kind of like one of those where, hey, Teddy, do us a favor and put this out there. And second of all,
it's weak sauce.
And second of all, how difficult of a choice is it? Would you like to go to New England in the winter, or would you like to go to L.A.? Which one?
Yeah, did you watch did you watch the team last year?
Yeah, did you see the stadium? Do you see LA? That was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. You want to comment? You want to be part of the conversation? At Barton Hahn on Twitter and Instagram, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Coming up, though, as Bart and I were just deciphering some quotes that we heard in the last couple of days, we also have, back by popular demand, coming up next, the BS Translator. We turn on the machine and we give you some quotes of what they said, and Bart will tell you what they really mean. That's coming up next, but right now, Bart has this from 1-800-FLOWERS.
Yeah, one, we're going to send some cheese to Dick Vermeil to go with his wine company, and then we're going to do that, and we're going to send a package of wine to Teddy Bruschi so he can mellow the hell out, and then we're going to top it all off with some flowers, because everyone knows that Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Valentine's is all about the wow factor. So give her a reason to brag to her friends with the inevitable bouquet of red roses from 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, 1-800-Flowers has an amazing offer to our listeners. Get 18 red roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 roses for $10 more. To order 18 roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for only $10 more, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter promo code BART. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code BART. Hurry up. Offer expires today.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. Busy show today, as we got through a lot there in that opening segment. And we still, there's so much more to get to. Now, what we did last week, we introduced this to everyone. It's something that Bart has done in the past, and we've done here and there. We were at a local show in New York, but it was so popular last week. I feel like we got to make this a regular thing. So while there's a lot of things being said in the sports world, especially this week in Super Bowl week, a lot of things are being said. But what do they really mean? To find out, we rev up the BS Translator. And as you know, if you've listened to that first segment, Bart does not dabble much in BS, just his initials. So, With that in mind, we begin with Jared Goff, who was traded from the Rams to the Lions in that Matthew Stafford deal we mentioned earlier. In the LA Times, Goff said that the Rams didn't want him and the feeling was mutual. And when he turned his attention to his new home in Detroit, Bart, he said this to NFL.com, quote, "I'm just excited to be somewhere that I know wants me and appreciates me. I'm moving forward and couldn't be more excited to build a winner there. I'm excited about Dan Campbell and the whole staff," end quote. What's he really saying?
He's really saying is, man, I messed up, man. I'm sorry. I blew a Super Bowl. McVay, man, I tried my best. But it's okay. Because, you know, who needs a lot of sun and vitamin D anyway? Who needs a great facility, a top-tier offense? You know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be biting kneecaps. I used to be a vegan. I was on the paleo. But now I'm a savage. It's like Get Hard. It's like Will Ferrell on Get Hard. Let me see your tough face. He goes there. Now he gets to go to Detroit. Now his new nickname is going to be Mayo. Detroit has nice things. They're close to Canada. I've always wanted to go to Niagara Falls. It's not so bad here. Hold up, wait. Jordan Love's not starting? I got to compete with Aaron Rodgers? In the words of Flo from Good Times, when he found out that J.J. Evans died, damn, damn, damn. Blink three times if you're being held hostage, Jared Goff. One, two, three. Help me. Help me. Get me out of here. I don't even know what the offense is. I saw 8 Mile. They're going to treat me like B-Rabbit and Cheddar Bob. They're going to beat me up in the trailer park. Help me. Roger, this ain't fair. I'll give money back. Hell, New England, please. I'm sorry, Mama. Mama, I'm so sorry. I'm just going to take a nap. Maybe it's a bad dream. Did I take the blue or the red pill from the Matrix? I don't know, but I don't want to. I want to live in the Matrix then. I don't want to know my new reality.
So that's what Jared Goff really said. That's about it, huh? It was a lot. All right, next up, our very own Dan Graziano, ESPN's NFL insider, was asked this question that made every sportsbook in Vegas shudder. What if Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady tested positive for COVID before the Super Bowl? Would they push the game up a week? Graz replied with this, quote, "If Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady test positive, would there be a discussion? Possibly. But at this point, the game is on. I've heard nothing to indicate that they would push back the game as a result of something that didn't get a game pushed back in the regular season," end quote. What's he really saying, Bart?
First of all, I'm trying to figure out what the hell he really saying, because come on, man. The Weeknd himself spent $7 million of his own money for the halftime show. He's saying, like, listen, bro, you know what attendance and viewership would drop to if one of those quarterbacks wasn't in the damn game? Come on, Petey, you're killing me. I wish we can go back. What was that, Billy Madison or what? At no point did you say anything that was a concise and clear thought. But we are all now dumber from listening to what Dan Graziano had to say, because there's no way in hell we would ever know if Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady tested positive for COVID, because guess what? They got a placebo test. They don't even want to know. They saying, listen, we need both of these stars in the game. We ain't had fans in the stands all damn year. We going to make sure that we got fans in the stands. So, listen, he going to take those two guys. They got the same test that Nick Saban took for 3 weeks when Alabama, when it was a big game and he wanted to be in the booth. Magically, he got three negative tests in a row. There's no way in hell. Everybody in that on the football field on that team would sign a waiver saying that they don't care if they get COVID. They're going to play with Tom Brady. Or they would actually move the game. There's no way in hell with star power like that that you're going to say, well, this is just a regular – all we hear about all week is this is not a regular game. This is a different situation. And you're going to tell me we're going to treat it like a regular damn game with the world watching? We ain't talking about people in America. We got people in China watching. We got people in Samoa watching. We got 150 million fans that we trying to sell Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Robin Hood, whatever, whoever hell gonna be on this thing. I think I saw John Cena did a commercial that cost $8 million. You think the sponsorship gonna pay for that when you gonna lose maybe 25% of your viewers? Hell to the gnaw, Dan Graza. Y'all ain't with you on this one. You're usually right on point, but you lost your damn mind if you think they won't move it or you think that they'll ever test positive. If they test positive, they'll never know. The world will never know, Dan.
All right. Last but not least, Denzel Mims of the Jets, the rookie wide receiver, was on our show yesterday. Man, and sometimes it's not about what you say, it's what you don't say. So here's something he said to us, and I think we definitely need the BS translator to tell us what is he really saying. This is when we asked him about the potential of, just because of the Deshaun Watson trade rumors and the Jets being, you know, in the mix, and what he thought about it, and if maybe he was just in fantasy. And he said this, quote, "I think about it. Obviously, Deshaun's a great player. Who wouldn't want to play with Deshaun? I would love to play for Deshaun. I think any quarterback they bring in, I would love to play with him as soon as you get that chemistry. But, you know, keep talking about him. He's a great player, and I can see he's a great leader. I would love to play for him." End quote.
Damn.
What is he saying?
I mean, you try
to be him and tell me what he's really saying there.
You try and get a rookie to softball, and sometimes it ain't a big enough bat. You know that big red bat that you used to get when you wanted kids to make sure that they just make contact? You want them to be happy and smile?
Yes.
This dude took that bat, and he took it and made it a wiffle bat. He swung at it with a tree branch. Like, he could – I like, bruh, you know they filming this, right? You know they hear this. He's basically saying – you know what? He said nothing about his current quarterback, by the way.
Well, he never even said we have one. Like, he said, I'd love to play with that guy.
He said anybody they bring in. But then when he got to the end and he didn't even say who the hell, like, yeah, man, we just out here hanging out, signing some cards. I thought maybe, you know, I had to quote his – I got to take to consideration his second answer with his first answer. So I tell you what, man, that was not a ringing endorsement. And then he said Joe Flacco, yeah, the ball come a lot faster. So I had to get ready for it. So it's like, man, I don't know, man. If they ask Mims, like if they go ask some of the people that's going to be part of their core, and they say, hey, man, should we go get Deshaun Watson? We already know what his answer is. You know, say
he'll drive
Sam to the airport.
Well, you said you would have done that with Mark Sanchez. Yeah, in another interview on another station, he said of Sam, he kept calling Sam the kid.
The kid.
He's been there for 3 years. He's a kid.
Who been in the league 3 years? Who just came from college?
All right, well, that is the BS translator.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't go in depth on the last one. We got a break to get to.
That first one was pure gold, though, my man. Pure gold. Meanwhile, more gold from you because you have something from DraftKings for us, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. Football fans, listen up. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. Enter the free prediction challenge, answer the question like, who's going to score last? And boom, shakalaka, get ready to make it rain. Download the DraftKings app and use promo code BART to enter the free $55 million prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's promo code BART only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. And guess what? We got Jerry Jeudy coming up. We're going to talk about a little Knicks. Yes! Somebody got to talk about the Knicks, and it won't be Nate Robinson. Back after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bart and Hahn.
Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, presented by Progressive Insurance. Also brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. And guests on the Bart and Hahn show appear on the Goodyear hotline. So we do have guests, speaking of which, coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, as we did yesterday. I'm really looking forward to it. James Robinson of the Jaguars is one of the Rookie of the Year candidates this year. you and he have similar backgrounds, similar stories, undrafted players.
D1 so, double slappies.
Yeah, you could say it. I won't. I was a Division II double slappy. So, but like just the fact that you guys would be able to connect and the success he's had this year. And then, of course, a very intriguing direction that franchise is going in. So he's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. And then also Jerry Jeudy from the Broncos. Talk some wide receiver. Talk some quarterback with him as well. The difference of you know who's throwing the ball to you and how that can impact you. A guy that had some issues with dropsies.
Yeah, I was about to say, I hope he don't drop the phone.
Oh, please. Don't do that. You want to make friends. Hey, these are my Bama playing. Guys. All my Alabama guys. Those are my guys.
Nah, he understands. Man, you know what's crazy, man? You know, we've been talking, and I know shortly after Sunday, we're going to have to switch over to basketball. So we're going to have to, mm-hmm. you do it. You're locked into basketball all the time.
Can we do that hockey, too? Hockey?
I don't know if we can do that hockey. I don't know. But I don't know. I do hear they listen to us in Buffalo, so we might be able to get them up in Albany.
Western
so
New York,
have to,
shout
we
them out.
We might have to get them a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, man, like I'm kind of paying attention, starting to freshen up on my basketball and looking at the draft and everything and looking at all the guys that's coming up. You know, and you look at all the usual suspects. You look at Wiseman. You look at Edwards. You look mm-hmm. at LaMelo. All of them mm-hmm. doing their thing. And then
one, two, and three picks in the draft, yeah.
Yeah, and then I look up and I'm saying, well, this name doesn't match. Like, he wasn't in the first round. I'm looking at Quickly, who we interviewed, and he's right there, man. And you starting to tell you, see, you know, like, you've seen all those guys that we're talking about, LaMelo and all those guys. Mm-hmm. But we hear veterans hanging praise on this young kid, Quickly. And you ask yourself about the Knicks, like, how are they going to ever attract a star? And we don't know when that time is going to happen, if they're going to trade for a star. But they've been able to find a diamond in the rough and be able to do that and be able to build this team from within through the draft. And that's hard to do. But, you know, I think with all the stars saying how great he is, he may be able to attract one. And I tell you what, he's saving the draft for the Knicks right now because Obi's not playing that much.
Talk about the angst that is the annual angst of how did the lottery pick go this year for the Knicks, right? And Obi Toppin was their selection at 8, and he was the national player of the year at Dayton. And he was a guy that you thought he'd electrify the garden the way he played in college.
I was expecting Ja Morant stuff. I was expecting him to be flashy, dunk on people.
Yeah, he's getting time, but he's also playing behind a guy who's going to be an all-star this year in Julius Randle. His defense is an issue. But I'll tell you what, the way Tyrese Halliburton's playing, who the Knicks passed on, and the Kings took him, and he's playing. Talk about a kid that's playing. I think he's a guy you got to talk about rookie of the year as well. But if not for Emmanuel Quickly, who's from Kentucky, they took him at 25. People thought he was a second-round pick. This kid's pushing to be a starter. It's a matter of time, in my opinion. Yeah. He's going to be a starter on this team. He's one of the top-scoring rookies in the league right now. In fact, he's the highest-scoring fourth quarter, in crunch time. He's getting it done when it matters most. That's why he's in the conversation. But so far, he has saved that draft. Now, I'm not saying Toppin's going to be a bust. It's just Toppin's having a hard time finding his way to get in.
Let me ask you this real quick, then. With Julius Randle playing at an all-star level, I know he's only, you know, he's top 25 scoring. He's at 24 points a game. Do you move Julius Randle at the height of his powers and move Obi Toppin in if you can move him? Because he'll never have more value than what he has now, and he's already going to block.
If you're in the playoff hunt, you don't trade him. You're in the playoff hunt. You absolutely don't. We'll talk more about this. We also have, like I said, James Robinson coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.